This is Morning Edition on KEZU. I'm David Wittrock. Drones have moved from corners in the tech and model aircraft worlds to warranting conferences of their own. Right now, there's a major one underway in Atlanta. It comes on the heels of another drone conference that wrapped up this weekend in Santa Cruz. KEZU's Krista Almanzon was there and found out why many are calling 2015 the year of the drone.
The Kaiser Permanente Arena in downtown Santa Cruz is normally home to the D-League basketball team, the Santa Cruz Warriors. But on this day, it's all about drones.
My name is Randy Braun. I am the Director of Product Experience at DJI, the world's leading manufacturer and developer of consumer drones.
Braun is standing under a net tent inside the arena. This is the demonstration area at the Drones Data X conference, a gathering for drone companies, researchers, and enthusiasts. He's about to demonstrate DJI's newest drone, the Phantom 3. He holds a joystick controller with an iPad mini mounted on it. An app communicates with the drone.
Watch this. I'm going to do an automatic takeoff right here. Swipe of the finger. It's just going to go up to 4 feet and stop.
The drone continues to hover, waiting for its next instruction as Braun puts down the controller to chat.
Really, the drones are the consumer product, the electronic product of 2015 by far. There's a show almost every day now. We're all traveling. I see these people a lot in the trade show circuit now because they are so popular.
As he sees it, drones are moving past the phase where it's enough to be shiny and new and into one that's all about being useful.
We have a lot of industries, for instance, agriculture, forestry, construction, mining, search and rescue, or all of the first responders. Everyone is starting to use or look into drones for their use for to be more efficient with their work.
And that can start with data.
Yeah, I'm Francis Bieber. I'm the managing director at Propeller Aerobotics.
Propeller was one of the dozen plus businesses with a booth at the conference. It offers an online mapping tool for all the data drones can collect. He pulls up an aerial map on a large monitor.
We're looking here at a big quarry site. It's in Western Sydney, back in Australia.
A drone has photographed this quarry in a grid pattern. Bieber zooms in on the image, draws a box around a big pile of gravel, and then instantly calculates how much gravel is there. In Australia, where Propeller is based, he says quarry and landfill managers are using drones to manage their sites.
It's already a big business back in Oz where there's a big drone industry that's had regulations in place for more than 10 years now. And as things come online here in America, there's going to be really interesting commercial opportunities for companies like that to start getting cheaper aerial data.
The Federal Aviation Administration has released draft rules that create a new type of pilot certificate, making it easier to operate drones commercially. The rules will be finalized within the next 16 months. Jim Williams leads the FAA's Unmanned Aircraft Systems Integration Office. Several hundred people fill the stadium seating to hear him speak at the conference. He says a big challenge has been a new breed of hobbyists who don't understand the rules.
What's happened since the advent of the quadcopter is now all of a sudden, instead of having to have intimate aviation knowledge in order to fly a remote control aircraft, all of a sudden, right out of the box, you're now an aviator. The aircraft essentially flies itself.
That's where new tools like AirMap can help hobbyists and commercial operators alike. Conference attendee Ben Marcus is co-founder and CEO of AirMap.
AirMap is a tool that drone operators can use to fly safely, legally, and with minimal hassle.
He pulls up the website on his phone that shows circles around different airspace relevant to the drone operator, so they know where they can and can't fly.
In our case, the closest airport is here. We can click on the red circle and we'll see that it's the Watsonville Municipal Airport. If we were within that small red circle, we would need to give notice to the airport operator before we flew.
Marcus was one of 60 CEOs who stuck around for the VIP weekend portion of the conference, a time where conference organizers hope to sell top-level executives on Santa Cruz as a place to do business. Marcus says he has deep roots in Los Angeles, where his company is based, but he will now likely visit Santa Cruz more often. As for the Drones Data X conference itself, there's already talk of doing it again next year. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.